the Daily Review with Brad Munson for Friday. Podcast Reco time again, and this time we're traveling literally halfway around the world to visit the Weekly Planet. Now, I confess, I have a soft spot in my heart and my head for Australians. Never been down under myself, and probably will never get there, but Aussies have been plaguing me night and day for almost 50 years now. I've been working with that crazy-ass musician and writer John G. Jones on books about the Amityville Horror literally since the 1970s. I've had clients and friends from Australia ever since, and one of the reasons I got this damn VPN, NordVPN, you still haven't called me, was so I could watch a few Aussie shows that never made it all the way to the States, like Lucy Lawless's charming light murder mystery series My Life is Murder, about to enter its third season, and Essie Davis's really terrific 1920s-era whodunits, the Miss Fisher Mysteries. They made a terrific zombie series in New Zealand that we'll talk about one day soon, and most recently, the two, and sadly only two, seasons of the Australian version of The Traitors are just bonkers, good bonkers. And if you haven't seen Wormwood, with a Y, or Little Monsters, or Tomorrow When the War Began, then you're missing a hell of a lot of good movies out there, all from Australia. I mean, the horror, action, and science fiction cultures of Australia are full of good stuff, and very little of it makes it all the way across the ocean to here. And that very much includes this podcast, The Weekly Planet, an irreverent collection of popular culture, movies, and comics, news, and reviews, with one of the worst theme songs ever. Okay, here, just listen, I'm not kidding. Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet. To call the two hosts, James Clement and Nick Mason, irreverent is not only too easy and too cliche, it also undersells them. They both have the rare gift of projecting their personalities right through the tiny hole of a microphone. And even when their shows run into unexpected territory, far from, as we define it, comic book movie news shooting out our butthole, you never stop listening. And you always wait for more. Also, the boys had the very good taste to agree with me completely right down the line on Zack Snyder's Rebel Moon and what a complete chunk of pretentious derivative crap it was. Check out my opinion on the January 18th episode, which, I swear, I wrote and produced before I heard the Australian boys' take on the same thing in their episode from right around the same time. There's a link to their episode of their show in the show notes. And they've turned me on to some unexpected comics and movies I would have missed or let slide way more than once. They'll do the same for you and keep you entertained every week. So look them up. The Weekly Planet. Right up into your ear from down under. Which sounds a lot dirtier than I intended. And as you listen, have a good weekend. And that's it for today's Daily Review. I'm here with something new every day, Monday through Friday, every damn week, so come on back whenever you can stand it. There are links to what we've been talking about in the show notes and in the accompanying blog on thebradmunson.com. Take a look, and please do all the normal stuff like rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes or any podcatcher of your choice. Tell your friends, invite your mom, you know, spread the word, and let me know what you think. You can also follow me for more and different stuff on Instagram or Threads at TheBradMunson, and on my website, weirdly enough called TheBradMunson.com. So until next time, I'm Brad Munson, and that's The Daily Review.